morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a beautiful Sunday. It's Halloween, and you know what? Next Sunday is time, daylight savings time is coming to an end, so we get to sleep a little bit. Spring forward, which means we'll lose an hour in the spring, but we gain it in the fall. Of course, it's going to be a lot darker earlier, but it'll be brighter in the mornings. That way, when you get ready to do your commute to work, it'd be a little bit brighter and easier for you, but boy, is it going to get dark a lot earlier. So I would suggest if you have some time today, spend some of it in the yard wisely, and let's get the gardens put to bed, okay? And if you have any questions, give us a call, 800-259-9231. George, who's up first this hour?
Albert in New Hampshire has a question about a maple tree.
Albert, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I have a maple tree. It looks beautiful, golden, and like a golden rock of all the leaves which have fallen. And I like to take those leaves and chop them up with a lawnmower and then put them on my vegetable garden. My question is, maybe 10% or so of the leaves, and they have a black spot, maybe half an inch or a little bigger in diameter. Is it safe to use those, or should I get rid of them?
No. Use all of those leaves, grind them up, and what will happen is the bacteria and the microbes in the soil will chew away at it and destroy it. Growing up, my father did that every single year. We would rake the yard. He would grind up the leaves with the lawnmower and blow it right into the garden. And then he would turn it in. And when spring came, there was no sign of any leaves, no sign of pine needles, because the microbes did their job. And it's going to make your garden so much better. Leaves, pine needles, salt marsh hay, seaweed from the ocean, any kind of organic matter like that, if you can get that into the soil, it's going to work a lot better for you. So, you know, whatever you put into the soil is going to give it right back to you. So grind up those leaves. If you take, for example, oak leaves, you could put the whole oak leaf right in the garden, and it would break down quickly. Maple are very different. Maple, when they dry flat, just like pieces of paper. And if you have 3, 4, 5 leaves thick, the microbes have a difficult time because they're thick, they lay flat, and it's hard for them to penetrate through every single leaf. Oak leaf will crinkle, and you'll get dead air spaces between it. And that's why oak is better for insulation than maple. So what my dad and I would always do, we'd rake the leaves, put them in a long row along the side of the garden. He would push the lawnmower through the pile of leaves, it would grind it up and blow the chopped up leaves directly into the garden. And when we have, half an inch to an inch thick of leaves, then he would throw a bag of lime over the garden, rototill it right in, and we were ready for spring. So recycle, reuse, it's going to make your soil that much better. Great question. Thank you. 800-259-9231. George, who's next?
Mike in Massachusetts has a question about a hydrangea.
Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Are you hearing me? I'm not sure. I didn't hear the introduction. I'm sorry.
Yeah, oh, I can hear you nice and clear, Mike.
I have a hydrangea that's just totally out of control. It's my own fault. What's happened, it's the type that blooms late, white flowers, woody, small leaves, and it blooms so late. I mean, the bees are there maybe, you know, the beginning of October. I let it get too big, and it's next to the house, and I have to keep it cleared away from the house. I noticed last winter the snow was weighting this thing down so much, I thought the whole thing was going to topple over.
Right.
It probably stands close to 12, 13 feet high.
Wow.
And 16 feet in diameter. And this thing, I don't know what it's tapped into. My dogwood was dying of the drought this summer. The hydrangea does fantastic every year.
Yeah.
But now it's so high, okay, I don't have a way to get up there to cut the blooms off. And I'm thinking, should I just really just hack this thing away? Half, you know, just cut it in half? What would be the worst thing that would happen? I don't want to kill it.
But no. Let me tell you something that will make you relax a little bit. I have a fall blooming, late summer fall blooming. It's called a PG hydrangea, like you. White bloom, grows in the shape of a cone. And like you, very, very hardy, grows very, very quickly, and is hardy. I mean, you can drive up to Presque Isle, Maine. You can go to St. John's Berry, Vermont, and it will grow there, much hardier than those blue or the pink hydrangeas. Okay? Two winters ago, we had an ice storm here in Maine, and in the garden where this PG hydrangea tree was, were some birches growing in the woods. Well, birches, as you know, are very soft, and the weight of the ice got heavier and heavier, and the birches came all the way to the ground. When they did, the weight of the ice and the tree hit my hydrangea tree, broke it in half, took a good 50-60% of one whole side of the plant, broke it right off. The other side was about 25% damage. When the storm finished, the ice began to melt. I was able to move trees and clean up the mess. But when spring came, that hydrangea tree was terrible. I mean, I looked at it and I went, it was taking me 5 years to really get it to look nice, and that's totally destroyed. So I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut it back hard. I took 50% of what remained on that plant and cut it off and reshaped the whole plant. I fertilized it with some plant tone fertilizer that next spring. When the following fall arrived, that plant had made 3 feet of new growth. It had filled in all of the broken areas, and the plant looked just as good as it did before it had been destroyed. So what I'm telling you is, for now, cut it back by, let's say, a third, so you can at least see out the window. In March, when the weather begins to warm up and it looks good, grab your pruner, grab a saw, and say to the plant, I'm doing this for your own good. And I want you to reshape that whole plant and bring it down so that instead of being 15 feet tall, you're down to, let's say, 8 feet. But you need to do the pruning before the new growth starts. So in mid to late March, maybe even early April, depending on what the weather's like outside. When the snow is melting, the days are getting nice, get out there, reshape the whole plant, feed it, new shoots will begin to break out of the old wood, and you're going to see that that plant will come right back to life, and you can control it. But my plant, I thought, was a goner. I reshaped it. I fed it. And you look at it today, you would not know that 50% of it was totally broken and that I pruned it back as hard as I did. It's absolutely gorgeous. So grab those loppers. I'm doing this for your own good. And believe me, you'll have a great-looking hydrangea. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate the phone call. George, who's next?
Helen in New Hampshire has a question about some mushrooms growing in her yard.
Helen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. The
Hi.
Problems I had this year that I've never had before is different kinds of mushrooms that has grown mostly in my front yard and part of my backyard. There seem to be three different kinds. One is like the white buttons that we can buy, and the squirrels will eat those when they come up, but those are very few.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of these big round ones with like a black powder if you step on them, and then the big umbrellas. We'll tell you about this right after this message. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
From Dublin down to Castlebar, and that's a county fair.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier dryers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 air purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. And if you're going to be raking leaves and cleaning up the yard and you're using those 30-gallon paper yard waste bags, take a look at the Leaf Mate. The Leaf Mate is a canvas insert that prevents the bags from tearing if you push too hard on the leaves. It's also funnel shaped, so it's easy for you to fill. Check out their website, leafmate.com. And if you live near Billerica, O'Connor's True Value, and in Stoneham, Rounds Hardware, they have it in stock. So get down there, take a look at it. It's inexpensive, and it will save you an awful lot of work and make it easier for you. Don, who's up next?
That would be Canon Cape Cod. He's got a question about some hydrangeas blooming.
Ken, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
And thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. Probably
answered this before, but am I supposed to take the old blooms off the hydrangeas this fall?
Ken, if you can remove the flowers, it would help a great deal. Now, this past summer and spring, we had a real early warm-up. The summer was really good and hot. And I was on the Cape half a dozen times visiting nurseries and broadcasting and noticed that the hydrangeas on Cape Cod were bigger this year than I have ever seen.
They seem to do very well.
Yeah, they really did. Unbelievable. Now, if you leave the flower attached, and you get a winter with some snow. In Cape Cod, some years you don't get a heck of a lot. Some years you get a lot. But if you get a snow with this wet, it will attach itself to the flower. The flower will get heavier and heavier. The branch, being that it grew so much this year, will bend and eventually break. Now, where it breaks, moisture can escape, and you'll end up with having fewer blooms next year. So yesterday I was cleaning for the front of my yard where I have hydrangea, and just below the bloom, I cut every single flower off of my hydrangea. I don't cut them back until the spring, but in the fall, I remove every single bloom. And I have the blue, I have some pink, and I have the summer or fall blooming, that PG hydrangea that we were talking about earlier. And all of those flowers have been removed to prevent snow damage to the plant collecting on the flower. The time to do some pruning to control the size will be in the spring of the year during March and April, and I'll tell you about that when we get there. But for now, remove all of the flowers, clean around the plant, and if you're really open and you've never had a lot of flowers, build a mound of compost, pine bark mulch, soil, pine needles, 12 to 15 inches high and just as wide to help insulate the base of that plant. If you live on Cape Cod, you don't have to worry about it. Your season is fine. But when you get into like Boston or going west and north, like into Worcester area, then you've got to protect your hydrangeas more so that they can bloom the following summer. Great question. Good timing. Get out there with the pruners, and that way your plants will look beautiful next year. Thank you, Ken. Don, who's up next?
We forgot all about Helen and her problem with mushrooms.
That's right. I apologize. Helen,
yes.
Are you still there?
Oh, I'm still here, Paul.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Oh, don't worry about it. Can I continue?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I mentioned the white ones that the squirrels will eat. I don't have too many of those. I had, you also mentioned the kind that if you try to pick them, there's a puff of black smoke that comes out of them. Also,
right.
I have these very hard mushrooms that I tried to pull one up. I cracked it open, and that is so hard and all black inside. And also, I have these tiny little mushrooms that kind of grow like in a mound all over the place. Help.
Yep. The thing that you want to do is add some lime to those areas, and that will help to minimize the amount of mushrooms. But the major cause was it was so hot and so dry, the lawns dried out, and then we got a lot of rain, and they woke up. So it's weather-related and acidity.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish home.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Talk with George. He'll get you set up and we'll answer all of your gardening questions. And if any of you are thinking about coming to Ireland and you're coming single, don't worry about it. Talk with the people at the travel agency, and they'll help to find you a roommate to make it a lot cheaper for you also. Okay? George, who's up next?
Roger, he's got some questions or comments about some cottonseed plants. You got him.
Okay. Roger, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning. You met my wife at the Topsfield Fair. She brought the cotton plants in the tub.
Yes, they were enormous and beautiful.
Yeah, they came out real good. We also had some growing in the garden. And last week, you know, trying to decide what to do with them, there was well over 100 bowls on those plants. So she cut them off and, on the branches, and we've got the branches in several vases in the south-facing windows, and they've all opened up. And, I just thought if anybody had the cotton plants out there, that would be the thing to do. She's been picking the cotton out, and while she watches TV, she gets the seeds out, and she's got enough. She's going to make a decorative pillow for the couch. So it worked out very well. She'll have that as a souvenir. So we thank you for the seeds, and, we just appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I know a lot of people did, and your wife and you did an unbelievable job. That big pot of cotton that you brought down to the Topsfield Fair, I'll tell you, was a real eye-catcher. And everybody that walked by it, they had no idea what it is, But they looked at it, and I said, that's cotton. And they touched it, and they went, oh, I have never seen a cotton plant in my entire life. So it really educated people, the kids that came by on that Sunday were just amazed. And their parents told them it was cotton, and they said, well, what's cotton? And they said, the shirt that you have on. And they touched their shirt and then touched the cotton plant. And they were totally, totally amazed. And you did a wonderful, wonderful job with it. So I thank you for bringing it to the fair. Save your seeds. And as you said, if you've got a cotton plant in your garden, cut it. Strip off some of the lower leaves. Put it in a big vase of water. Treat it like a flowering plant. And as long as it stays warm, it will eventually break open. And it really is a lot of fun to see that bowl break open, the cotton and the seeds come out of it. Great experience, a learning experience for a lot of us. And again, Roger, thank you and thank your wife for me for bringing the plants down to the Topsfield Fair. George, who do we have up next?
That would be Star in Vermont with a question about some poppies.
Star, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's cold here, and that's, I guess, my question. As I bought some poppies from a educational fundraiser from the school, poppies, and I just got them yesterday. And I'm not sure if I should try to put them in the ground now or what I should do with them or if it's a total loss.
Are they potted or are they bare root?
They're bare root in some peat moss.
Okay. What I would do, being that you live in Vermont and winter's going to come a lot faster there than in Boston, I would pot those up, get a good potting soil, like Miracle-Gro potting soil, put them in 6 to 8 inch size containers, and put the root in the center, and I would leave it outside where it's going to be nice and sunny from now until Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving, or if you see the weather's going to get snowy and really, really cold, put it in a garage or in a tool shed, someplace where it's out of the weather, someplace where your pot will not fill full of water and turn to a block of ice. And because the bare root plant that they sent you is filled with soil, the roots should start to form on it, but they need to be kept someplace out of the weather. So pot them up today, give it a good drink, and keep it someplace where it's going to be as warm as possible to try and activate that dormant plant that they sent you so that it can begin to make a root system. That way you can better survive the winter. And then what you can do, Star, in March, you could take your dormant plants out of your garage, and if you have some room in your home, put them near a window. The heat from the house will activate the plant, will get it growing, and hopefully give you a good head start. And once you see the new growth begin to develop, you can move it into the garden in late April, early May, depending on what the weather is like. But if you could get a jump start in your house during March and April, and then in May, put it in your garage until the weather stabilizes, and then you can plant it directly in the garden. But definitely pot it up, put it someplace where it's going to stay relatively warm, but not inside the house, so that it has a chance to develop properly. Thank you, and good luck. George, who's up next?
That would be Paul in Maine with a question about some bulbs and an insect report for you.
Okay, Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
And a good one to you, young fella.
Thank you.
I planted three elephant ear bulbs in the spring, and they come up and developed leaves and did their thing. Then the frost whacked them, and I dug them up, and much to my surprise, what I found. These looked like potatoes with a hairy ice cream stuck on top of them.
Right.
The bulb didn't seem to increase in size and had no roots in it, but from the top of the bulb, a new growth formed, like a large scullion, and that's what made the leaves. Now, what am I supposed to do with this contraption?
Okay, what you're going to need to do is you've taken it out of the ground, right? Take that bulb, put it in your garage or the tool shed, let it air dry. And what will happen is all of the leaves that may still be attached to it, they'll dry out, and then they'll pull off very, very easy. And when the bulb is clean of all kinds of that foliage, then you need to put it in your basement because it will not be able to spend the winter in your garage. If the bulb freezes, it dies. So for now, clean it up. Cut back any of the long pieces of foliage, the stems of the leaves, and then let it air dry for a couple of weeks, and then you should be able to flake off everything else that remains. And what I do with mine is I get a heavy-duty cardboard box. I put some peat moss in the bottom. You can use compost. Put your bulb in it. Cover it with the peat moss or the compost and leave it on the floor in your basement. That way you're getting the cold from the cement. The basement should be around 50 degrees during the winter so that it will lay dormant. And then in mid-March, early April, start it inside to give you a jump start on that new growth from that bulb. But it needs to spend the winter where it will not freeze and where it's sheltered. And don't water. Put it in the peat moss, and that just holds the moisture inside the bulb. You would do the same thing if you had dahlias, if you had cannas, calla lilies, tuberous begonias. They're all stored the same way. A layer of peat or compost, your bulbs, and space them so they don't touch each other, and then cover the whole thing with peat moss or compost, and then lay a sheet of newspaper on top of it. That will prevent from the peat from really drying out. Never plastic, because plastic will make it sweat. It will condensate on the plastic and then drip back down, making the peat moss wet, and that will cause rotting. Thank you. Good question. 800-259-9231. George, who's next?
That would be Mary Jean in New Hampshire with a question about a hydrangea.
Mary Jean, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Paul, this is I have a method that I've used on my hydrangea and my rhododendrons. When all else has failed, it's either I'm going to cure it or I'm going to kill it. And and when I get to that point, it's like it really doesn't matter which one. But
right.
2 years ago, these rhododendrons, they're about 35 years old. I cut them right to the ground. I mean, in one fell swoop, I just cut them. I left a few stalks about a foot and a half high. Okay, we're 2 years later now. They're covered with buds. They're covered with green. They're at least 2.5 to 3 feet high.
Yep.
And I don't know why they, I really thought it would kill a lot of them. It didn't. It just, and they're gorgeous, so I'm pleased. And with my hydrangea tree, my son planted it about 28 years ago, about 2.5 feet from the edge of a porch, and on the other side of it, 2.5 feet to a walkway. Well, you know, with a hydrangea tree, it gets enormous. So
right.
What I've done, every fall for the last 10 years, I've cut it right back to the to nubs almost. So I had this tree growing up with branches, and then there's like this big cluster of fingers at about 2.5 inches long. Every single year, that grows up above the porch with the most enormous flowers on it. Why is it? Why does it continue to do this? I mean, you would think that it would die. And it's absolutely gorgeous. Everyone says, how do you get such huge hydrangea? I mean, they're at least, maybe some of them are 12 to 14 inches across.
Right. That late-blooming hydrangea, that hydrangea PG, which is paniculata grandiflora, and I keep it simple for PG, and there's a lot of new varieties coming on that. I just bought one this year that's pink. It has little pink spots all over it. Last year, I bought one called Pinky Winky. But your fall blooming ones can be cut back very, very severe, and they will come right back. Like I mentioned earlier about how mine got broken with the ice storm, and I really chopped it back severely, it came right back. Not many plants are able to do that. Rhododendron, Mount Laurel, the same thing. You can butcher them, and they'll come right back.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Boni, the Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. George, who's up next?
That would be Barbara in Maine. She's got a question about overwintering.
Barbara, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Hi, good morning, Paul. I have a mandevilla. It was a gift, and it's beautiful. It's still blooming, and I brought it into an unheated shed
right.
to get some light. But I wondered what I should do. It can't stay there because it's not. It will freeze in there. What would
right.
you suggest they do? I heard you could overwinter them.
Yeah. I've had about a 50-50 results with the mandevilla and diplodemia. And normally what I do is when it starts to get cold, mid to late September, early October, I'll bring it in the house, put it near a sunny window, and it will bloom till about Christmas time. Then I take the plant, I put it in my basement. There's no heat in the cellar, but it stays about 50 degrees. And I stick it in the corner as far away from the furnace as possible. And I just forget it. No water, nothing. The leaves will all fall. And then in mid-March, I'll bring it upstairs. I'll cut it back because it's a pretty big plant at that point. And then I'll begin to water it with some Miracle-Gro, put it near a sunny window. And as I said, I've had about a 50-50 survival rate doing it that way. I do mandevilla. I do angel's trumpet. And I also have a fig that I do that. The fig is 5 years old. The angel's trumpet at three. And it works pretty good. So as long as your basement is not heated, there's a very good chance that it will come back for you. So try it. But remember, once you put it down there, no water. It needs to go dormant. George, I think we can get one more in anyways.
Yep. We got Karen in Massachusetts with a question about conna lilies.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. A quick question. We got a bunch of conna lilies from a neighbor who had an abundance of them. We planted them, and mm-hmm. they've grown tremendously. When do we pull them out of the ground? Do we wait like a dahlia when, you know, the first frost nips it?
Yep.
Or can we pull
what
it now?
What you've got to do? Well, I would prefer that you wait until we've had a frost, because the frost will trigger all the energy that's in that plant to drain down to the root system. And that's what you want to have happen. If you dig it up now and store it and cut the top, all of the energy that's in that plant is still in the top of the plant, and it doesn't have a chance to drain down. So let the frost kill it, cut it back, dig it. Don't shake all the soil off the root system. Go to the supermarket. Get some banana boxes. They're really thick, heavy, strong boxes. Put a little bit of peat moss in the bottom. Dig up your plant. Put it in the box. Cover it with peat or compost. And leave it on the floor in the basement. No water. And then in the spring, repot it. And I like to do it in mid to late March, just to get a jump on the season and to get it motivated, and it should do real well for you. Okay? Give it a try, but wait until you've had a frost. George, let's try one more.
Okay, that would be Mary in New Hampshire with a question about bromelias.
Hey, Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I do have a question about bromeliads. I have the twins and the mother, and they look beautiful, and I brought them in. Now, what do I do to get it to bloom again?
Okay. What you need to do is you need to give the plant ethylene gas.
Uh-huh.
And the way that you make ethylene gas is you get a big plastic bag, clear, and you can use like a dry cleaning bag that you get your clothes in.
Okay.
Or if you have a clear trash bag,
okay.
Open up the bag, put the plant inside, take an apple,
uh-huh.
Bang the apple on your countertop till it's all bruised,
oh.
Cut it in half, put it in the pot, pull the plastic bag over your bromeliad and tie a knot or a twist them to seal the bag. As the apple begins to rot, it will create ethylene gas. The foliage of your bromeliad will absorb the gas, and you leave it in that bag for 2 weeks. Don't open it. Keep it in there for 2 weeks. The gas will be absorbed, and gas will give you the flower in the springtime. Have a great week.